Anyway, it's time to go to our kitchen science. I'm absolutely intrigued to see what's happening. So what we have here with Dave, we have a small goldfish tank full of soapy water. And what have you got in that little bottle there?
I've got a little bottle with some salty water. Just put a couple of teaspoons full of, maybe 3 or 4 teaspoons full of water and maybe 100 of salt in about maybe 100 millilitres of water.
There's dead fish in there, Dave.
No, there isn't. Okay, so what we're going to do is squirt this water gently.
So I'm just going to gently dribble this water onto the surface. Takes a bit of getting used to. Oh, here we are. First of all, can you see there's some strange... Some of the bubbles on the surface are behaving very differently from the others.
Yeah, they look kind of silvery and they're sort of skittering about.
They're much silverier and they're skittering about. And sometimes...
A bubble went downwards.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
Oh, there we go. A couple of bubbles. That's weird. That is weird. What's going on there? Bubbles don't go down.
What we're actually getting here is the inverse of a bubble. A normal bubble's got air in the middle, then a thin layer of water, which is stabilised by detergents around the outside, and then water, and then air around the outside of that. The ones which you can see on the surface are basically little droplets of water, which are the surface at the bottom is being stabilised by the washing up liquid. You drop a droplet on the top of it, you get a little thin layer of air underneath, and so it skitters around the surface. It behaves very differently because it's much heavier, it's got a lot more momentum, it tends to fly out very quickly instead of just kind of sitting around in a boring way like a normal bubble. But sometimes they manage to, I think it tends to be when they hit a very rough piece of water, which is dropping as the droplet hits it, they can actually trap this layer of air around them and actually get underwater. So you get a layer of water, a bubble with water in the middle, and a layer of air, and then a layer of water outside it. Again, like a normal bubble, it's stabilised by the detergent.
But this is very interesting. But are there real-life situations where we see this and where it's useful?
It's actually very, very similar to a living cell. All cells in your body are little bags of water.
Salty water.
Salty water, yeah. I had to add the salt in order to make it denser than water, because otherwise the air would make it float up and it wouldn't be as easy to see. All cells are little bags of water. And actually, the bags are sealed in with a membrane, which is created by two layers of detergent molecules pointing into each other. It hasn't actually got a layer of air in between, but is virtually the same structure, stabilised by detergents or surfactants, little bags.
Absolutely fascinating. So if you try that at home and you can see these little silver bubbles floating downwards or skittering around on the surface, then do let us know.
And there's some on the website, in the kitchen science section of the website, I've got some lovely slow motion videos of these being formed and dropping down.
They look fantastic, yeah. So do let us know. You can email us at chris@thenakedscientist.com if you have any joy.
And those pictures are at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. I think that's right, isn't it, Dave?
Yep.